Well, Lorena, it is the weekend. Time to get out and about, get out of the house and do something fun. And there's certainly fun things to do starting this weekend with your cover, Music in the Park series.
Yeah, so the Music in the Park series, it always kind of kicks off Memorial Day with the Mayor's Jazz Festival on the Plaza. Well, this year is on the Plaza. And so we just wanted to go ahead and give the full schedule of the Music in the Park series. They do this every year. It always falls on the Sundays of each week. It's going to be happening June 4th all the way through August 27th. So it's something fun to do that you can look forward to doing every week. If you want to get out of the house, listen to some great live music. They bring people, not only local people, but people from around the state, people regionally that are very, very talented musicians that come in to play for this. And then also in the month of June, there's also going to be a Music on the Plaza series, Main Street Downtown, Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 9:30. So that is another thing you can do during your week to kind of just fill it out and make it a really nice evening out, because we do have beautiful summer evenings here.
Kick it off starting on Thursdays this year. Huh?
Thursday is Music in the Plaza, and Sundays is Music in the Park.
Okay, cool. Now let's talk about next week. This is the 10th annual Taste of Las Cruces fundraising event. Kicks off at the Convention Center.
Yes, Taste of Las Cruces, $40 per person. We wanted to give you all a heads up because it is Thursday, June 8th. And basically what it is for your money, you get to walk around at this wonderful event that benefits Casa de Peregrinos, which is a nonprofit here in town that is a food program for those in need. And pretty much it's put on by all the Rotary Clubs locally. What it is 20 local restaurants are going to be providing samples of some of their really good dishes at this event. And you can pretty much just wander around and taste some really, really good food.
In it's 20 restaurants, so you get to sample a little bit of everything, huh?
Yes, a little bit of everything. For $40, I don't think that's bad. You can go out to a restaurant and get a meal for $40. Here, you get a little bit of everything, and you can try out some restaurants maybe that you've never actually been to yet.
Okay, so that sounds like a lot of fun. That's the 10th annual Taste of Las Cruces fundraising event. It happens Thursday, June 8th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Las Cruces Convention Center. Now, let's look ahead to an event that we all look forward to, Dia de los Muertos. There's a design that's being sought.
Yeah, so every year they seek a designer, an artist, to submit original artwork for the 2017 Dia de los Muertos t-shirts and posters that promote the event. The event, of course, is in Mesilla. So we just wanted to get the word out and get some artists and, you know, graphic designers, all those kinds of people, very artsy people interested in submitting their artwork. And all of the proceeds from this go to a really good cause and will be donated to local charities. But also those who win pretty much get a free booth at the event. And if you've ever been to the Dia de los Muertos event in Mesilla, it is a huge event, really great opportunity to showcase your work.
So again, this is the entries need to be submitted by Tuesday, August 1st. So we're giving you plenty of heads up. All proceeds from the t-shirt and poster sales will be donated to charity. So you can submit your artwork through CD, through email as a JPEG or PDF files. You've got the information in this week's Pulse.
Yes.
Talk to me about Taste for Your Impulse, Urban Cafe. Never heard of it.
Urban Cafe, it's kind of new. So if you'd ever been to Green Door Bakery, it's in that same location. Unfortunately, they closed, but Urban Cafe kind of took their spot. Pretty basic standard cafe in terms of the kinds of foods they offer, but if you've seen the pictures, they have some really delicious looking food, all at a pretty reasonable price. So they serve up some really good cafe like things that you can find, like Reuben's. They have their house made corned beef, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, Thousand Island dressing. This one caught my attention, the buffalo brisket melt. So shredded brisket with buffalo cheddar cheese, and they put coleslaw right there on top of the sandwich. And of course, some really good standard sides. And Cassie kind of raved about this spiced pecan cake that she...
Spiced pecan cake?
Yep, that she got to kind of finish her meal off with.
Okay, so that's Urban Cafe, new.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, Lorena, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.